shapelessmass.com. If and I ever get one of them there computers, I'm going to go check it out.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to podcast number 19. Welcome back, DJ Richie Rich.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Glad to have you back. You know me, I'm EBA. That sucker's Sir Mildred Pierce.
I'm Sir Mildred Pierce. On the right.
You can hit us off the email at this thing I'm playing right now.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
You have a website? Of course you do.
Yes, I've got five websites.
I've got
djrichierich.com, and of course my famous MySpace / djrichierich.
Someone who people actually do fight over his top five spaces. How do you tell Mark Foley that it's time to go to bed? You just send him a page. Anyway, it's not a political joke.
Yeah, I didn't laugh either. Yeah. That's like one scandal out.
Website this week? About.
You should check out my Popkana page, my Hiragana flashcards. If you want to learn some Hiragana, go to popkana.com/popkana.
You know me, shapelessmass.com. Hopefully you listen to this on podcast.shapelessmass.com. I was thinking, with Rich being here, and because it's episode 19, that we could play the song 19.
Okay.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 19. But heavy as fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. Saigon.
Mildred reviews the world.
I wrote down Richard the First, or aka Richard the Lionhearted.
He was the one at the end of Robin Hood, right?
You don't even know. You're just pulling the shit out of your ass. Well,
yeah. I honestly can't remember much about Richard.
Well, why don't you Wikipedia him?
Yeah, maybe Wikipedia him real quick. Check him out. See what kind of picture we got going on. I was right. It's the guy that's in Robin Hood.
Really?
And the one that who's away.
Okay.
That's why everybody's like vying for power while he's away. And
okay.
But when he shows up, you know, you can't resist the power of Sean Connery.
And he's got a really cool name, right, Richard?
Yeah.
Richard the First.
Yeah, you're talking about Sean Connery.
Yes. Yeah, Richard the First. Sean Connery. He had a really cool name. His name is Richard.
He was the first Dick.
Yeah. That's not sophomore.
I don't get it. I'm lost. I have no idea what we're doing right now.
He's reviewing Richard the First.
Yeah, whatever. He's pretty cool. He did all sorts of shit. He took over Sicily and Cyprus, and he was in Robin Hood, Men in Tights. So I'll give him 3 thumbs up.
Any thumbs down?
Nah, I'll spare him. He was Sean Connery. I'll give him 4.
Yeah, for being Sean Connery, that boosts up the coolness
level. That
one
extra thumb.
I never knew that much about him.
Okay. 3.
That's a book.
You want to say it so you feel better?
That's a book. I'm going to keep it short and we just go with the match book.
Like a book of matches? Actually, I got a really cool...
That's really clever. I like that.
I got a little Reservoir Dogs book of matches.
So why don't you review your Reservoir Dogs book of matches?
Oh, it's awesome. It's going to fetch at least $5 on eBay in 20 years.
Damn. In 20 years.
I bought a book of matches off of eBay once. You want to see them? I can remember
no,
where I put them.
Not at all.
Do you want to guess what kind of what the...
Hello Kitty?
No. Hello Kitty. Never bought anything Hello Kitty. No, it was a book of matches from Ween Airlines. Which is an old defunct.
I should have gone with airplanes.
Yes. I was surprised you didn't.
Know better.
So, yeah, my...
Your Reservoir Dogs matches?
Yeah.
Do they burn?
That's a real book of matches. I'm not going to deface the value by trying, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But all in all, it is still just a book of matches, so I'm going to have to give it only maybe 2 thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
Not very good reading. So.
Hey, when you're on the toilet, man, you'll read anything.
If you're...
Either that or breakfast.
You're stuck on like...
You know, eating cereal. And, you know, like you bought the cheap, shitty cereal, which has like the same thing on both sides of the box.
What are you talking about? See, I don't know, dude. See, I was so poor when I was growing up. My mom made me eat cereal with a fork to save milk. So...
Is that for real?
No, I'm sorry.
It got funnier for some reason, like as it marinated. I don't know.
Just because I fell for it.
You're fermented.
Yeah. Right. That was the yeast kicking in, you know, converting the hops. Anyway,
just 2 thumbs up. No
thumbs down.
Yeah,
you haven't given any thumbs down yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. Got 5. What is 5?
A food.
Food. Damn. I'm glad I just ate.
Let me see here. Do I just name a food?
Whatever.
Any kind of
food or a restaurant?
Yeah,
like we've done Reinhardt's.
All right, how about Scarniers?
I was there once, and it must have been, like, years ago.
Well, that's more times than I've been there.
Yeah.
What?
I've been to Scarniers. I remember. I went there with
the
family of, like, my first real girlfriend.
Yeah.
Her name was Kathy, and it was really uncomfortable because, you know, you're with your girlfriend's family, and it's, like, first girlfriend, and just having your first girlfriend is just weird anyway.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of weird.
She broke his heart.
No, it's like,
they're eating barbecue.
And his knees.
It was like one of those, is the girlfriend that, like,
you just
kind of quit going out and it's like, you don't even realize it. That's weird.
You are at some point going to actually review the restaurant, right?
I think we had ribs and I don't really like ribs. Is he hearing a joke in his head that... Is something going through his headphones or anything?
It's like John McDonald.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
So, off of all that, how many thumbs?
It's got character, and it's, you know, it's an Augusta landmark, and I'll give it 2 thumbs for that.
Hey, he used to be the mayor. You should give him another thumb just for being the mayor.
He already got that thumb, trust me.
I bet, you know, I bet if any job gets you laid... Being the mayor. Oh yeah, you could be like 80 years old, you know, missing limbs, you know, wrinkled face, and it's stupidly like, hey, you want to fuck me? I'm the mayor, bitch.
Yeah, but it's still Scanyers. He's kind of...
Yeah,
that he looked like he ate ribs a lot. He just kind of had that greasy quality to him, you know? You know what I mean?
Okay. Any thumbs down for Scanyers?
Three, because I hate ribs.
You don't have to have ribs, man. You can eat the barbecue,
I like
pork
barbecue,
hash... Not. That shit's made out of snout.
You can eat jello, you can eat the barbecue coleslaw.
No snout.
The barbecue salad.
Dude, you don't even want to know what's in the hash, dude. It's like all the other parts of the pig. It's so good, though.
We're not that far separated from the Native Americans. Eight.
Ocho. An idea or concept?
The only idea I have right now is taking a piss.
That's actually a good idea. I gotta take a piss too. I give that one 4 thumbs.
You know,
up.
I didn't have to. We only have 2 bathrooms, so how's this gonna work?
Don't cross the streams.
Yeah, 4 thumbs up for sure.
Any
only
thumbs
exceeded
down?
By taking a shit. 5.
Chris just ran out the room. I think he's reached full capacity. So, any thumbs down for taking a piss?
Yeah, 1, you know, because it hurts.
You see a
just
doctor,
kidding,
dude.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding. It was a joke.
Number 4.
Video game.
Video game.
My favorite.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you my opinion because that's your job.
Okay.
But,
You're allowed to interject, though. You're just not allowed to give thumbs.
I do anyway. Fuck his rules.
And then we
cut
fuck
his
off.
Fascist system.
Crazy. Pong.
Oh, there you go.
That
was what the original video game?
Pretty much.
I still have
it. It was the predecessor. You owe everything that you like about video games to Pong.
Yeah, it's not like they wouldn't have come out with something.
They have some fucked up controllers too, man.
My parents had a little Pong console.
My parents did too. Actually, my parents had the round one where it was a dial.
That's what we had.
I had up and down switch. It was like a brown plastic machine.
Yeah, I'll give it 1 thumbs up.
1 thumbs
one
up?
1 thumbs up?
Yeah.
I mean 1 thumb.
It's got like 1 thumb, 2
Any thumbs
okay.
down?
I mean, what can I say about Pong? Would you like me to describe it for those who haven't seen it?
It didn't have an annoying soundtrack. That's always good.
Every Nintendo game ever made.
Dang, dang, dang.
I think it came out the year I was born, 1976. I'm thinking
my parents
76
had it when I lived in Texas.
So,
cover
yeah,
the
Pong,
shit out of that.
Pong is, I think, are we done with Pong?
You haven't given a thumb.
I said 1.
Down.
No, I'm not going to give no thumbs down, man.
No
that's a classic.
Okay.
Can't give the classic thumbs down.
You can't give it
that's
1 thumbs up, though, either. Okay,
well,
last one.
Certainly things that came later were better.
6. A place.
A place?
Yeah. Savannah.
Savannah? Man, I haven't been to Savannah in pretty close to 10 years.
That's not true.
Did I go to Savannah with you or something?
Sorta. I do recall your car being totaled there.
It wasn't Savannah. That was down in Florida.
Where was that?
Fernandina Beach, Amelia Island in Florida.
That's right. But we had to drive through Savannah to get there.
Oh,
yes, okay. You do drive through Savannah. I-16 goes straight through Savannah. Trust me, I do. I take that route. All the time.
I know. That's
we stop at the Cracker Barrel is in Savannah. That Cracker Barrel I had you us beat at in Savannah. Okay?
I think it's more on the outskirts.
Technically still within Savannah.
All right. I'll review the Cracker Barrel in Savannah.
Okay. Sure. That works.
I know I was there after Forrest Gump came out because I went to the place where he was sitting on the bench, you know.
Okay.
And they had a big old dumpster and the local people called it Forrest Dump. True story. and the beach there is really rocky.
Yeah, it's not a very nice beach.
Yeah. At least it keeps the tourists away.
It's got a lot more history than Augusta does, as far as like preserved history.
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely got more of an allure. I think it's got more of a.
It looks more like a southern city.
I don't know. I think if you really look at it, it doesn't really look all that different. I think,
why do you have a picture of Montel Williams on your wall?
Who? Where?
What are we talking about? That's funny.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious which one you're talking about.
Right there.
This one? Yeah. That's, that's Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon.
I know, I'm just kidding.
No, you aren't.
Yeah. No, I know, you I know about the green blood and shit. I know all about that shit. Man.
You ever read a book, Richard? I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
You ever been booked, Richard?
That's fucked up.
I'm just playing.
Yeah. Yeah, Savannah. It gets all the glory, man. Yeah, yeah. Three.
Thumbs down.
I think it's a little overrated, to be honest.
Thumbs down.
One for being overrated, but it's still a really nice city. It's pretty. It's got a nice name, too. But so does Augusta. Yeah. I think Augusta's a great name.
I could see that. I could see that. I mean, well, you should play the Outkast song.
Yeah. I'm back off in this bitch one more time. I drop this rhyme about where my roots at. So
what's
a website is in the house, and a Fraser home is in the house, a Cloverdale is in the house, and Savannah G.A. is in the house, so check it. February 1st, 1975, it happened. Was born in West Savannah way before I started rapping. My mama had a nigga at the age of 15. My daddy was selling that sack, now we got responsibility. Stayed at me granny's while me mammy was at work, and she couldn't watch my every move, so did I started serving. Around Fraser home, down in the West Side Projects, changing over booze, dancing, hitting a lick with sexy. I'm just a player like that. My jeans are sharply creased, I got a brush, my t-shirt, and my cap is slightly pointed, he's so flying, afloating, aroma is what I'm spoken. Sade is in my tape deck. I'm moving in slow motion. Why? So meet me deep in the streets. That's where I learned the capers. I'm sticking blunt, slicking lead, rolling reefer papers. I'm slightly slouching the teeth off in my bucket. But the niggas around the app and the hoes, they love me. They wanna be me and my family too. Because the money that I make be putting cable off in every room. So follow the fiends, follow my lead through the nooks and crannies. It's everyday life off in my hood, so come and holler at me. But go head on with that foolishness, bitch. Let me get lovely with my sir, because I'm true to this shit. And if you coming with $8, you should have a look, because the West Side ain't taking no shouts. Only the dime for fired up, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this, and it don't quit, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, see niggas in the south wear goatee, bang old chains. Been doing it for years, so these niggas ain't gon' change. They coming around the ghetto, so you might call them so. Been wearing furry Kango, so that shit is so. You might sling a rock or two just to pay the rent. $5 for a table dance, so now your money's spent. You listen to that booty shake music in your trunk. As long as there's that tick tick followed by that bump, I'm down to stick a hoe, this shit got a G-string. Cause the niggas in the point ain't changed, man. You might call us country, but we's only southern. And I don't give a fuck, he won't spot the spark another. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that, like this. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. Like that, like that.
I'm talking about selling sex.
That's maybe they were talking more about, like, you know, what they saw coming up and, you know, like...
the struggle.
What Savannah invokes in their minds.
Yeah.
So I bet the people of Savannah are really happy that Outkast made a song about selling drugs.
Mm-hmm. What was that movie? The movie? Midnight in the Garden of Gennaro?
Yeah.
That was a fucked up movie.
That didn't take place in Savannah, did it?
Yeah.
Did it?
That's like the in Savannah they call the book.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it took place in Athens for some reason.
Weird.
Well, it's got Uga in it.
Because of the dog, yeah.
Yeah.
You're thinking of that, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. Thinking about it, it did take place in Savannah. It was shot and filmed in Savannah, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
This week's game.
This is unusual. We're going to have two games this week.
Okay.
Because we're going to do Name That Scratch later on. So we're going to do another game of This versus This. Since you're not familiar with the concept of This versus This, I'm going to give you some examples and explain what it is. I have a list here of 20 items, okay? And I'm going to read you guys both the item. You're going to tell me which one it is, because it'll be one of two things, okay? So the idea, we've had previously had porn star versus cartoon character. We had rapper versus wrestler. This one is children's act versus sex act, okay? I'm going to read these names, and you're going to tell me if it's a children's act or a sex act, and I'm going to keep score.
What's a children's act?
Like a children's performer, like, for instance, and this is not on the list, Sherry Lewis would be a children's act.
And then the
Raffy, Barney is a children's act.
And then the sex act would be a famous...
No, the sex act would be like a Cleveland Steamer,
okay,
or Rusty Trombone. Just before anybody asks, no, I am not going to explain what these are. I didn't write them down. I don't want to remember what any of these are because some of them are really unpleasant. Okay. Leapfrog Crossing.
I think that's a sex act.
I think it's a children's.
It's toy. Sex act.
They do have a leapfrog, don't they?
Yeah.
Children's a little talking.
Between the Lions.
A sex act.
Sounds like a sex act.
It's a children's act.
Damn it!
Reverse Cowgirl.
Sex act. Everybody knows what that is.
That is a sex act. Really? See, yeah. A lot of these I'd never heard
of. That's
where
she's on top, but she's like...
Really?
All the way around.
Okay. Well, it's like there's always going to be something obvious.
And then you can stick your finger up
okay.
her bum.
Okay. Laughing Pizza.
I think that's a kid's thing. Kid's act.
I'm going to go with sex act.
That's a children's act.
Damn it!
Lucky Laughing Pierre.
Pizza. Anything that sounds French just screams sex act.
I'm going to go with sex act.
That is a sex act, yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Just alone.
Pretzel Frog Tie.
I'm going to go with sex act again.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a sex act, yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
It involves some kind of stretching.
Poi Sang Long.
Oh, that's a trick. You want us to think it's something you get to do in Thailand, but it's a kid's act.
I'm going to say sex act.
That's a children's act.
I want to think everything's a sex
Man.
Act.
I got to tell you, usually the home team only recently has started really doing well, and he's just taking it from you right now. Dude.
It's okay,
Yeah, you got a lot to go.
Well, I'm hopeful.
Buzz on Maggie.
A sex act, man.
You're going to say that on everything, aren't you?
I'm going to try.
Well, I'll give you a hint. If you do that, you'll get half of them right. Because I always do the list 50-50.
Well, I'm still going with sex act.
Okay.
Yeah, I was involved with a girl named Maggie, so I can't detach the name Maggie from some anything
so
sexual.
So are you saying sex act?
Yes.
That's a children's act.
Thing, so.
That's
Damn
a children's
it.
Act.
I was ready to get my buzz on.
The mind reels as to what somebody's got. Anyway, wobbly A.
Like the letter A?
That's what it says, yeah.
Sounds like some kind of that learn your alphabet.
I'm going to go with sex act.
I think it's a kid's thing.
Wobbly A is a sex act.
It's about time, huh?
Brace face.
That's not it.
That's
not a sex act.
That's a kid's thing.
Yeah,
that is a kid's show. Like I said, some are more obvious than others, but I like messing with people.
That's cool.
Here's a good one. This one honestly could go either way. A singing kettle.
A what?
A singing kettle.
Kettle?
Specifically A singing
kettle? No, it's I'm sorry, singing kettle.
Oh,
None of these say A, I'm just saying A.
Sex act.
I'm going to say a children's act.
It is a children's act.
Oh.
Ooh, you're catching up, dude. You're only one behind him now. Stopperage.
That's a sex act.
That's a sex act.
Yes. You know what that is?
No, but it sounds like something I don't want.
What if it's like men fisting men? I don't know. I don't remember what any of these are. Johnny Jupiter.
I'm going to say kids on that one.
I think I'm going to go with sex act, man.
That's a kid's act.
Damn.
Johnny Jupiter, come on, man.
Elephant walkers.
That sounds like guys on stilts or something. It's a sex act.
So is it a sex act?
What is it? What, walking elephant?
Elephant? No, elephant walkers.
Elephant walkers.
Yes.
I think kids act.
I think I'm going to go with sex act, Sean.
And you were right, sex act. Don't ask me what that is.
Bloody hell.
Poppy kettle.
Sex act.
I think I'm going to go with children's act.
You are right. And the score is tied.
Oh, yeah.
Rich was right on that one. Green slime.
Like on You Can't Do That on Television?
You tell me.
Well, if it is on You Can't Do That, You Can't Do That on Television.
So are you saying kids act?
I'm saying if it is a sex act, it's also a kids act. I think.
These, again, Wikipedia.
Yes, exactly.
Singular links.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia is the worst place on the internet, and you can't rely on anything they say.
Thanks, Mom.
Sex act!
I'm going to say sex act, just because I think.
It's a children's act.
Damn!
See, I knew it. I was right.
Tribbing girlies.
Trimming?
Tribbing.
Tribbing?
T-R-I-B-B-I-N-G, girlies.
I think that's a kid's act. Sounds like something from New Zealand or something. Tribbing girlies.
I think I'm going to go with a children's act.
It's a sex act.
Damn it!
I thought it was a red herring.
Stickly.
Stickly.
Yes.
That's the children's thing.
I think that's the children's thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is. Score is still tied. We've never had a tie score before.
I think we have.
Duck billers.
Is duck ballers?
Do ducks even have testicles? If so, where do they keep them? Donald never had testicles.
They have penises. I've seen a duck penis in the picture on the internet once. It was long. But it looked like an eel. It was like he was flying away. It was hanging out. You see that?
Go to your room. I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Anyway. What was it? Duck?
What the fuck is wrong with
duck
you?
Duck ballers?
Duck billers.
Duck billers. I think it's a kid's thing. Say sex.
I think I'm going to go with kids act.
Children's act. Sex act.
Seriously? Whatever.
Harbor Bridge Roast.
That's a sex act.
That's
got a sex act all over it.
Like spilling out.
I think it's an Aussie kids show. Kids act or something.
Is that your answer? Is that your final answer? And Richard wins with the last one being a sex act. That's right. Yes. We're going to play the guest spot, and we're actually deviating a little bit from what we've been doing, which is playing them in the order they were recorded in. We're actually going back to something we skipped earlier. This is Larry talking, kind of introducing Psycho, and we're playing Psycho this weekend. So basically.
Friday?
Yeah, Friday 13th.
The guest spot.
Psycho. The idea of the game is there's simple rules, one being no real weapons, other, the psycho, whoever it may be, is always stronger than you. Simple thing, and never break character, you know, just play the game. It's like a live action kind of thing. And it's fun because it really, unlike a lot of the other things you would do, like, you know, not like the vampire guys or the guys that do the little foam weapon fighting, you know, stuff like that, this is a little more intense in so much as you don't know what the fuck is going to happen, and it scares the shit out of you, because we're all of the age where the hockey mask still kind of fucking scares us a little bit. If someone comes charging to the door and they happen to be a lot larger than us, oh yeah, and then there's that fucking chainsaw. But anyway, that's a big deal. Well, one day, it's a regular Friday, boy's got a party at his house, which was the norm. But this was a big party. There's like 25, 30 motherfuckers in the house. We're all fucking hammered. Loki comes by. And he had been over at this party over in this other neighborhood where they're all smoking dope and doing the Dark Side of the Wizard, which is where they do the Dark Side of the Moon and they play
Floyd.
Doing that, yeah. So he comes over. He's like, yeah, so I'm going to come by. He hangs out for a bit. And he goes, all right, I'm leaving. We're going to go back and we're going to play Psycho. I was like, oh, really cool. Did you explain the rules to them? He goes, no. So imagine, if you will, 25 to 30 stoned motherfuckers. Some of them are on acid tripping, watching the Dark Side of the Wizard.
Wizard of Oz.
With their girlfriends, and the power goes out. And then a fucking crazy skinny bastard. You can't see who it is because the star comes running in the back door with a leaf blower, a gas-powered leaf blower. They can't see shit. People were shoving their girlfriends downstairs, diving out windows, locking themselves in closets.
What is that? Oh my god!
And I mean, and Loki's running through the house screaming. Everybody's fucking running down the street, tripping balls, freaking the fuck out.
It tells you how inaccurate those horror films really are.
Yeah, dude, you know, people fucking panic like bitches.
Yeah, they do. If that ever happened, I'd take care of you, honey.
Bullshit. I saw the biggest... I mean, I saw this guy. I was not there, but I've been to that party before I came to your house. And I saw some of the guys. He's like, yeah, you know that really, really huge 6'5" black guy who started the grease fire? I was like, yeah. It's like, he's the one to build about the second story window. Okay. Holy shit. Loki, the grease fire.
Oh, was that?
Yeah. Loki chases the guy upstairs, and he just jumps out the fucking window. Ah!
Oh, God!
And then runs.
I didn't hear that part of
his girlfriend is downstairs. He just left the bitch. He's like, fuck it. No, you dead.
She dead.
Don't be slow. You better be tough.
So anyway, that's my favorite.
That's awesome.
That's not it. That's the best slash worst one. We're gonna play as we get, because we're playing it because that, you know, Halloween coming up. It's October.
That's good.
This day in history.
Yeah, the 12th. I'm saying.
1792, first celebration of Columbus Day in the U.S. is held in New York City. So. It is Columbus Day, and I got really mad because I went to the bank today and it was closed.
Those assholes.
For real, man. How can they get the day off? And what's so special about bankers that they get the day off?
They have to count their
Columbus Day. All right. 1810, the first Oktoberfest.
To go along with.
Yeah.
Yay, Columbus! Let's go drink.
The Bavarian royalty invites the citizens of Munich to join the celebration of the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig of Bavaria and Princess Therese von
hard to pronounce
Sachsen-Hildburghausen.
You're kidding.
It's something like that. So
Sachsen-Hildburghausen name long. Yeah.
You should come up to Villa Europa with us sometime when we go to Oktoberfest. And
what month is Oktoberfest in?
I think it might be next month.
Okay. So, Oktoberfest is like now, isn't it?
It'll hit you later.
But yeah, but Jenny works up there and she wears her little.
What color is the White House?
What are you talking about?
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
What are you talking
Grant's
about?
Grant's wife, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get it.
So anyway.
What month is Oktoberfest in? October, maybe?
Sorry.
Shut up, dude. I know this. That's what I'm saying. You either one asked.
It's an intentionally stupid question for humorousness.
Okay, I just didn't. I thought you were serious.
Thanks for just killing the humor of it.
I thought you were serious. I was like,
I know what Oktoberfest is. I live in Germany, for God's sake.
Well, maybe it's different over there, you know?
Right. They're on the Gregorian calendar. Oh, wait, so are we. I don't know.
Anyways.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Santa Claus is German. Anyways.
He was. I think he might have been French or
Claus?
Belgian.
Klaus? No, it was. Actually, I think it was because it was Chris Kringle. That's the original name.
Get to my belly.
So, what were we talking about? 1892, the Pledge of Allegiance is first recited in unison by students in U.S. public schools.
With
and
or
all
without
went
under
to
God.
Shit. I think they put the God thing in like the 50s. Same time they added the Confederate flag to all the flags in the South. No coincidence. It's a conspiracy. Contact Alex Jones.
So anything else?
I had one. Oh, 1928, an iron lung respirator is used for the first time at a children's hospital in Boston. I don't know why, but I just iron lungs are funny.
What?
This is weird.
Iron lungs are funny. It's like, ah, you said an iron lung. No.
You think iron's funny?
No.
Iron Maiden?
Just remind me to read a book before I come over next time. Anyways.
I love you, Richard. Not that way, but, you know.
Yeah. let's fast forward to 1994. NASA loses radio contact with the Magellan space probe as it descends into the thick atmosphere of Venus.
Can you hear me now?
Not a planet. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Venus is pretty.
Yeah. And frequently mistaken for a UFO, according to the officials.
I believe.
How that's possible, I don't know, but...
It's really bright.
Yeah, but...
Sometimes it's the only thing you can
it's
see.
Relatively stationary as far as our point of reference goes when we watch it.
What if you're moving? If you're driving along and you see this thing,
I think Ignis Fatuus is much more realistic. Or as they say, a ball of swamp gas that catches on fire. That is very common, actually.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've seen Venus. I thought it was a UFO once too.
Yeah, but it happens more in the swamp. And where do people see it?
He said a funny joke.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
So, 1998, U.S. Congress, I can't believe this has been this long, passes the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, 1998. You got anything to say about that shit?
That's bullshit.
That's about
that.
Napster. I think Napster was...
It slowed me down.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't stopped me either.
They should have left Napster alone.
Did that affect sampling laws? Did that change something about sampling?
I was reading the Wikipedia article on sampling was really interesting, actually. I strongly recommend you guys both read it. It's a really illuminating read, actually, because it talks about the history, it talks about the legality of it, and it has all these quotes from people like DJ Shadow and Dr. Dre and stuff like that, and Beck. So, anyway, should we move along?
2000, the USS Cole is badly damaged in Aden, Yemen by two suicide bombers. Or as Fox News says, homicide bombers. As opposed to the other bombers who don't end up killing themselves. Killing 17 crew members and wounding at least 39. So, I saw a really interesting documentary on the Discovery Channel about the big ship that carried the USS Cole back to America. It's actually like this ship that submerges and they drag whatever on top of it and it comes back up. It's like
something out of G.I. Joe.
Oh, the last one. Let's 2002. This is like the Aussie 9/11. Terrorists detonate bombs in two nightclubs in Kuta Bali, killing 202 and wounding over 300. And you remember that?
No.
That's weird. Never remember.
That happens all the time.
And that was. I think that might have been the biggest one since 9/11 at the time.
Wow.
So that was it was big in Australia because it was an Australian tourist spot. And
anyway, so yeah, that was this day in history. And so it's your turn to play a song. So this is
DJ Green from C2C, a live routine.
that was good stuff, man. For real, that reminded me a lot of Bernie Nam, man. So I have a feeling they might be, either they know each other, they're competing with each other, or they might be the same.
They're probably rivals.
Yeah, because they do the same thing.
Yeah, I think they just got tired of. I think they got tired of jiggling Rock the Bells, so they figured they'd do something a little different.
This week's game.
Yes. The 3 points per round, back and forth.
Or the different criteria.
You have to name what the scratch is. You have to name a song that samples it, which is the easy part. And if you can, name what the original is. Okay? And you get 1 point for each of those, for a total of 3 points. Richard won last time, so... Okay, here we go.
Ready, set, and begin.
There's enough for any more than that.
That's, freak out. That's what it is, right? Freak out.
Yes.
And from, the freak. Freak out. No. I can't remember this song. Shit. I can't remember the fucking song. Original. I know the original.
Time is up.
I know the original. I just can't remember the name of it. I think it's called La Freak, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, La Freak. And it's, well, Magic Mike sampled it.
I don't hear Yogi.
Magic Mike sampled everything, hasn't he? Magic Mike Cut the Record.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
So you can get 3 points?
3 out of 3, yeah.
Cool. Sense. Awesome.
My turn. I gotta get tricky on you because you beat me last time, so.
He's on plot stuff that he doesn't know.
No. I know every part of this. Who sampled it, and I know what the original is.
And begin.
That should be enough, dude.
Shouldn't get so long.
I know the sample. That's isn't that a big dick in your mouth?
Yes. A big dick in your mouth, Bobby!
I have no fucking idea where it's from.
You're kidding.
No.
The voice would give it away.
Well, I mean, it sounds like Sam Kinison.
Yes.
It is Sam Kinison. Good job.
But I don't know where it's from.
It's from a bit he did called Jail Sex, I believe.
You're looking at me like...
So do you hang out with Sam Kinison?
No. Who used it? Do you know someone that used it?
Yes, so do you. If I play the record, you're going to smack yourself in the forehead. I've got the record.
Right. You don't have to play the record. I just can't honestly think of anybody who says...
Time is up.
You're going to forego that one?
Yeah, I think my 2 points.
How about Beats of the rhyme that just made.
I didn't know that either. That's one Run DMC song I'm not familiar with.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got it several times, actually. Because it's got the, where they break it down. It goes, you get a big dick in your mouth. A what? Big dick. Yeah, back and forth.
I didn't know that.
Actually, real quick.
Great song.
No. It's a good song. So it's your turn.
My turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Let me, on my headphones.
And begin.
Hit me.
You're wrong.
I know what that is.
Didn't you use that in the song?
That is from Let's Dance to the Drummer's Beat. Don't ask me what the original artist is. Let's dance.
Okay, right.
Let's dance to the drummer's beat. And it's just a stab. Bam. And it was used... I remember the first time I heard it really done was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He's the DJ and the rapper. Break
that's,
it down.
That's where that came from, yeah.
Yeah, you were scratching it that way, too.
Yeah. Gave it away, damn it.
Yep. Three for three.
There we go. Dum, 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 dum. Name that scratch.
And begin.
That is Good from Good Times, which is by the same artist that did La Freak, which is Chic. See who used it. I think Grandmaster Flash used it on Grandmaster Flash and the Wheels of Steel.
Yes.
And begin.
Oh. Okay.
That's pretty tricky. That's yes.
Yes.
And I don't know who did the original. I have no idea who did the original.
Yes.
But That's another one that Ron Fully did in Coolie High, the song Coolie High. This song is Coolie. I'll have to go on that because I don't know that. You know the song Coolie High, really? I'll tell you the sample. Who's the original?
Well, did you guess the sample?
Yeah, it's Yes.
Yeah, Yes.
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 Okay.
Is the band Yes?
No, actually the band is, that's Roxanne Shanté. That song is called Bang Zoom. That's Roxanne Shanté and Howie T.
So is that a two-pointer?
That's 2 points for me, yeah.
Congratulations.
That's also the same record goes, with the bass drum beat up.
Oh, okay.
And begin.
The sample is Go!
Yes. You don't know the original.
I'm trying to think of the original.
I do.
It's not Beastie Boys. I want to say original, but it's not. It's not Beastie Boys, is it?
You tell me.
It sounds like it, but I don't think it is.
Yes, it is. It's the Beastie Boys. That's right.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Then it's not the Beastie Boys. You're wrong.
Maybe it is. It's just pitched up.
It's actually right in the middle. Of course, it could be pitched up on this record.
Yeah. If it is the Beastie Boys, it's from Slow and Low.
So is that your answer?
I just didn't think that was Beastie Boys. I guess it is.
Is that your answer?
I think he said it's the Beastie Boys.
You know what
it is. It's Slow and Low by the Beastie Boys. Okay. That's what it is.
Let it.
Yes.
Slow and Low. Can you name song? Yourself go.
It is pitched up. You're right. I have it. Look, I did not adjust the pitch. So that's the record.
That's right there.
That's the one.
That scratch is good.
Can you name a song that has used that scratch?
Sorry. Oh shit!
Wow.
Sorry.
That was cool.
I threw that in my routine. Like.
Can I name a song that has used it?
3 hours later.
Oh,
time is up.
I think it's getting close on the clock here, yeah. And I'm gonna have to
cut you off.
I don't think I can name a song.
Yeah, so.
Common has a song called Go, and Dummy scratches Go at the end of it. There's a second single off his most recent
song. Yeah, I remember that song. I didn't really scratch that.
Do I hear it?
No.
EBA is up by 8 points compared to Richard's 4-7. So
you won last time. Don't get.
Hey man, it's neck and neck.
And begin.
Oh my God! Is that Pump Me Up? By Grandmaster Flash. Pump Me Up. Didn't they do the original?
It's not Grandmaster Flash. The sample
is it Melly Mel?
No.
I don't know who did the original then. But if they didn't do the original, they definitely sampled it.
Yes.
Okay, they sampled it. I mean,
they did the song Pump Me Up. Damn, sounds 2 points for me, but who's the original?
Trouble Funk.
Really? Yeah. You know that shit.
Okay.
And begin.
Well, no, it's me!
Yes!
Me!
It's me!
I can't fucking believe who did it. I'm trying to think who used it.
Oh, that's a very famous group.
Beastie Boys used it.
On what song?
Shit, it's on my Steel album.
It's a very famous, very, very famous group.
I can't think of who. If I heard it, I'm like, oh, okay. But. It's Fat Boys.
Yes! It is Fat Boys. Fuck, you're right.
You lose.
Did I win?
Yeah, you won by 1 point.
Oh, wow. Yeah, really.
And he gave me a hint to the wrong thing, trying to throw it out.
Like the Fat Boys is not a famous rap group. You're right. Boy,
I just didn't associate with Corn Beatbox. He said that, I said Fat Boys.
That was Name That Scratch. That was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
It was a tough one, though. I mean,
I didn't get stomped like last time. I mean, you came very close, though, so.
I think you're crazy.
Now, Harry Logan.
We interrupt the festivities for this important news bulletin. Your attention, please. We interrupt the festivities for this important news bulletin. Please take a close look at this mouth. This is the president's mouth.
It's a different audience.
This is the president's lying mouth, baby. An allegation has emerged that this mouth has performed fellatio. That's right. If you go to the webpage on your screen, you will see this allegation in full. Ladies and gentlemen, a serious allegation has been made against the president's mouth. It has been said that in that mouth have resided male penises. Yes, that's right, in that mouth, the mouth you're looking at right now, it has been alleged, as we interrupt the Republican Holocaust that we're all suffering through.
Why does he have headphones on?
He's taking part in the podcast.
I wish you could see that was...
That's weird.
That's parallel.
Probably not the best intro to...
He's worth checking out on YouTube. He is an entertaining little monkey.
Just go to HarryLogan.com and tell him we said hi. Tell him you heard him on the podcast.
What would you like to play to follow up Harry Logan, Mr. Pierce?
Because I wanted to play a Michael Jackson song, and you know.
Oh, well, that would
Michael
be
Jackson's not crazy or anything. So it's Stranger in Moscow.
Wow, that won't get us sued.
Playing Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's not worried about us. He's got enough worries.
Shit, man. He's living in Dubai, screwing little boys. He doesn't care about nothing that happens over here anymore.
Well, yeah, who does he think he is, a congressman?
YouTube. Look for like Michael Jackson Robot or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like him doing that song live. But it's just like the intro to that song is just like a lot longer. It's like him is just shh, bam, popping, just breaking down straight robot, shh, bam, just amazing. Oh,
he's a good dancer.
He's just shh, bam. Just,
pow, he was an all around flawless performer. I say was because he doesn't do it anymore.
Too bad for him, but yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. I have a feeling that maybe 20 years from now, he's going to start putting out records again with a regular basis as like an old man.
I don't think so.
I think his
face will have fallen off by then.
I think he'll have lost
too much blood. And
no, he'll have done some reconstructive surgery by then.
He'll be a Cylon.
I think eventually he's going to disappear and no one will ever know what happened to him.
Like Howard
Hughes. Oh, that would be interesting. Like if he just fell off the face of the planet and like one day there's a news story like Michael Jackson disappeared. No one knows. And it becomes an urban legend,
That'd be so awesome.
What happened? That's what I'm saying. That'd be great.
It'd be the legend.
Let's go get him.
They would talk about it 500 years from now.
Let's go get him right now. Put him in a sack. Carry him to Augusta. That's the best way for him to disappear.
I would like to meet him. Sit down and talk to him and stuff.
There's no way he could carry on a rational conversation.
Nah, honestly, the one of the most recent interviews I saw with him, which is probably like 7 years ago, he actually just kind of talked like a normal person. It was really weird seeing that face talk like a normal person.
The advice column.
Hi, I was wondering, my cat died recently and I'm getting over it, but I'm Christian and I believe in God and everything. The Bible in truth is real, so will my cat be in heaven waiting for me? That's just a my, but I'm going to throw him a little bone and correct a little. Okay, really? That's my question. Really? That's my question? I want to know because I talked with my pastor, and he said animals don't have souls. So that sounds crazy because if they don't have souls, they don't go to heaven. And I'll miss her so much. Like, she's already dead, so I miss her now. And now I won't see her in heaven? Why would God be like that? That's a pretty good question, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's
kind of... I mean, that is, like... I think Bart asked that question, like, in season one of The Simpsons, though.
I think the reason is because in heaven, you can't have shit on the floor. Like, it gets on the gold bricks that, you know, pave heaven,
what do you
think?
I think cats are evil.
Yeah, cats. If any animals are going to the afterlife, cats are going to hell, along with lemurs.
I guess you're more of a dog person.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you know what? I don't know because I think most animals are evil,
including humans.
Because you know about the
humans are animals.
You know, witches and cats. You know, kind of. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should just burn all the cats at the stake. Yeah.
So maybe she shouldn't have that cat.
We should bring back the Inquisition. I mean, you're totally right. I mean, it's all that shit.
Yes. Bring back public beheadings. I want to see those suckers fly. Like.
I want to see them burn.
I want to see them combine public beheadings and trick basketball shots.
Like the Harlem Globetrotters going to be the executioners?
Yeah, they take the head, they throw it around, they do some wacky hijinks, you know. Maybe do the whole cup with the glitter in it, you know, throwing it on the crowd. Ha, 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 ha. And then they dunk the head, and then everyone applauds. And
yeah, so.
What do you think? Good idea?
I don't know how we got on this shit, because we're supposed to be talking about cats in heaven. And,
yeah.
And
well, I don't think cats go to heaven. I know all dogs go to heaven.
Shit, man. Which was not a very good movie.
Mm-hmm. I can't recall if I ever saw that one.
Actually, I think after that movie, God might have rejected dogs for it.
Yeah.
I
think Garfield will go to heaven.
Mm-mm.
Garfield will never die. Garfield will literally be 107 years old.
He's my age right now.
Yeah.
He was born in 1976. Well, the comic strip started.
In cat years, he'd be dead.
I think it was June.
Snoopy was like what?
June 19th.
70 years old?
Okay, what's the next question?
So, anyway, yeah, whatever, Lee. deck.
Is this a Christian?
Well, she says pastor. I can only assume that's...
Oh, I mean, yeah. She is, but I mean, all these, like...
No, oh, no, oh, no. Hardly.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I felt this lump on my testicle. Now I'm terrified it might even be prostate cancer because my stepdad and his dad both had that, and I don't want to catch cancer from them. Should I see a doctor? I squeeze it and... Pussy, spelled P-U-S-S-Y.
I was almost wondering if this was a joke when I read it.
Came out like zit. But ever since I found out about my stepdad, I've been afraid. Because it does run in the family. Yeah. Am I too young, or is my prostate old enough?
I'm telling you, testicle. It sounds like he's got some shit on his balls.
First off, if you're catching things genetically from your stepdad?
Yeah.
There's something else going on there that I'm not quite sure how to explain.
I think he just needs to go to doctor, period. Because
but not the kind that treats you physically.
This reminds me of a call on that Dr. Dean show on the AM radio. He's a really cool show to listen to, but some guy calls up and talks about how his testicles are the size of baseballs and they're all squishy and shit, and he's like, should I go to a doctor? And he's asking because it doesn't hurt. So this is like the thing. If it doesn't hurt, it's a big question in people's mind, apparently. And he didn't mention it hurts. So
yeah.
I suspect...
go see a fucking doctor.
Go see a doctor.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It doesn't matter if it hurts. Trust me.
If a pussy comes...
If a pussy's coming out of your...
Out of anything on your body...
You're a hermaphrodite, basically.
You know, you need to go...
Yeah.
Get shit looked at. Let's do something not so scary. I don't want to hear any more shit wrong people's testicles.
I can never find a mascara that won't streak on my eyes.
Yeah, me neither.
I want one so very, 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 very much. Can you tell? What am I doing wrong?
Is this from a guy or a girl?
I'm assuming it's a girl.
I guess we'll leave this up to the listeners. Maybe somebody can write us in and tell us again.
Yeah. What kind of mascara are you using?
I think I see like commercials every once in a while that say, "Hey, our mascara."
I say go down to your local gay club and ask the first drag queen you see, and she can give you the best
advice.
They'll
be able to tell you the mascara that does not streak, even if it gets semen on it.
That's right.
I think like girls that wear a lot of mascara, I think that's hot. I like that. Like Avril Lavigne, whatever her name is, Avril?
Anvil.
Yeah, it's not like that. So.
Is that it?
Anvil Lavigne.
Yeah.
That's the advice column. Not one of our better ones, but still good.
No, that's cool.
Good. Anytime we get to talk about mascara, I mean.
We didn't get to talk about the butt sex, so.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to play two songs back to back.
All right. That's pretty cool. What's it called?
You Came to Party.
You Came to Party.
Okay, this song is something that I just kind of started on it. It's mostly finished. It's pretty much done. I might go back and change a little bit because you know how I am. But it was originally a bass booty song back in the mid-90s, and I took it and chopped it up and made a new song out of it. And it's a little different for me because this is not your traditional Richie Rich breakbeat track. It's actually mostly house, but it's got some breaks in it.
Does it contain Apache?
No.
You had to think about it for a second.
I did.
Okay, here we go.
Come on. gang na boy say wa, gang girl say wa, wa slam, galang galang gala, gala 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 galang galang gala, shotgun get down, get down get down get down, gala 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 down get down get down, too late you down, dun 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 dun, blaze the blaze.
It's just her and her sequencer and her keyboard. I don't know.
Yeah. Is that popular?
It's getting up there. It's like underground popular.
It was on a Mitsubishi commercial or something like that not too long
ago. Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
The benchmark of success being used in a commercial.
I do have cool rights because I heard her before. She ever hit Metafilter or even The Pile. So.
Man, that's cool.
I know, man. So, but you should have the video. You should check out the video. Cause it's all like her, you know, during her dances and stuff. But it's like all these like stencils and stuff. It's really weird.
Really?
It's like LA, and actually she did all the stencils too.
Where is she from?
London, Sri Lanka, by way of London. Like her, she's like the child of Sri Lankan refugees or something.
I can't remember. So is that African chant music basically? I wonder if that's traditional.
I think she just kind of mixes up everything. I mean,
really?
I mean, she's lived in London her whole life. So
that's a really interesting. That's I've never heard anything like that.
It's probably more interesting if you saw the video. So.
Yeah.
So we should look at the
video. That was really cool, man. Thanks.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Have we done all the Kingsmen yet? Robert Penn Warren's loose interpretation of the governorship of Louisiana's Huey Long, with Sean Penn playing Governor Willie Stark. Kate Winslet and Jude Law also star.
I'll see anything with Kate Winslet.
Really?
I have a little
shrine
movie crush on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a shrine to keep it in next to the botches.
Well, she's someone who doesn't mind doing, you know, the good old nudie shots, too.
And you still refuse to see Titanic. That's a good nudie shot in that.
Yeah, it's good. Isn't that pretty, like, PG?
It's probably like PG-13. It might be R because of that. I don't know. It might be because it's like artistic nudity is. I don't know.
Richard just did the most disgusted look when you said that, like, artistic nudity. Why can't they just throw some titties on the screen? That's the conversation
come
we had
on,
last
time.
Remember? Back in the 80s, there were titties everywhere.
That's awesome. I kind of wanted to see it, but then I was listening to Michael Savage of all people. And,
oh God, why? Were you feeling like particularly?
Well, honestly, I enjoy listening to him sometimes when he just talks about like non-political stuff. When he just talks about the time he went to his bar with his friends or whatever, it's actually kind of fun to listen to him when he's in a good mood. The other 80% of the time,
sometimes I feel like Fred Savage.
Was that the guy from the Wonder Years?
Yes. What would you do if I sang in a tune? Sorry.
Hey, Winnie's hot, man.
She's all
jealous. I never really watched the show, so I never really got into it.
She got like a degree in mathematics, I think.
Yeah.
Really weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. It's, 5, maybe. 6. I think, didn't it have Anthony Hopkins in it, too?
That gets doesn't say.
I'm pretty sure he is, and that gets an extra star, so we'll say 7.
I'm gonna say 5. Sean Penn is really catch and go, you know, with me.
As long as it's not as bad as that damn Mr. Gruber.
It's kind of interesting, because it's like Sean Penn, like, co-starring Jude Law. It's kind of strange.
All the Kingsmen, I would give it about a 6. I think it's going to be kind of mediocre. It won't be bad, but it won't be great. You going to give it stars?
You mean? I never heard of it.
That's the point.
Remember we're reviewing movies we haven't seen?
Oh, yeah.
You need to start smoking pot again, because I swear you were never this space through in your eye.
He's got a point.
Y'all giving shit backwards, though. I give it 2 stars, because I haven't seen it yet.
That's such a Mildred Pierce review right there.
All right, let's go.
The Departed. In this Scorsese-directed remake of the popular 2002 Hong Kong film, a member of the Irish Mafia, a lot of Irish people in Hong Kong? Anyway, Matt Damon is chosen to infiltrate the Boston State Police Department, while at the same time the police are planting their own covert agent, Leonardo DiCaprio, to rise up against the ranks of Mafia. Jack Nicholson also stars. Well, I was freaked the fuck out when I read the way that the billing was. Leonardo DiCaprio somehow got top billing over Jack fucking Nicholson.
I think reason
that's
Sean
a travesty.
Penn,
but Jack Nicholson is one of the main characters.
I think it might be more of a supporting as compared to what Leonardo DiCaprio's doing.
Plus, maybe that's what
Leonardo DiCaprio is like Martin Scorsese's like love child or something, because he's been in pretty much every Scorsese movie since like the mid-90s, it seems like.
Now, first off, you got Matt Damon versus Leonardo DiCaprio. That's like most like American women's like dilemma, I think, right there. You know, like
Leonardo DiCaprio's starting to look kind of weird.
Is he? I haven't seen him recently.
No, he's getting up there in age. You know, he's at least 19 now. I think he's like
really. So he's not got the boyish looks anymore.
A little bit, but
yeah,
he's a good Howard Hughes now. He's an excellent actor. I got to give him his due.
Okay.
And I'll admit that.
It's Martin Scorsese, and the cast is just insanely, like, I mean, steeped with really, really good actors. Yeah. They only mentioned, I mean, there's like a couple other really big name actors, respectable actors in it.
Are you trying to persuade me?
I think Marlon Brando's in it.
How do you feel about that, man? Stars?
Chicken and stars, man.
What?
Chicken and stars.
Chicken and stars?
Chicken and stars.
I'm tempted to give it like an 8.
I was going to say 8. Yeah. Huh?
Eight.
I mean,
what do you think?
I think you got
don't
Martin Scorsese.
Don't get the it's between 1 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Or 0 and 10, rather. Or you can do like Chuck or Stephanie and just go like 667.
No, you can't.
if you want to be a goofball. Man.
I guess I'll give it 5. Because,
wow.
Because.
Are you, familiar with, like, Martin Scorsese?
I haven't seen this shit. I don't want to give it a...
wow, you just won't let that go, will
you? Oh, I understand. Okay, I'm sorry. I know y'all have done this every time that you do a podcast. But why the hell are y'all rating? I'd rather not rate something that I have seen.
Wait.
What?
Y'all rating movies y'all have never seen.
I'm going to diagram that sentence so I can understand.
He wouldn't even want to rate a movie that he has seen. So rating a movie he hasn't seen is like way beyond that.
That's like heresy.
I guess.
Yeah, you got to do it. Okay, next movie.
It's so 5 stars. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Here's one that you probably will at least have an opinion about. Jackass number 2.
I thought you were going to say Snakes on a Plane.
Not on here, actually.
Not so
long. That band of merry pranksters, Johnny Knoxville, Bam Margera, Margarita. I'm going to get... watch, that'll be what I get email for, mispronouncing his fucking name. Steve-O, Chris Pontius... I'm just going to stop reading these names. Reunite to reprise their do-nothing roles on the popular MTV show of the same name.
What
the aptly titled Jackass. You know, I've watched a little bit of the show, and it wasn't funny to me. I don't know. Something about me, I just don't find, like, South Park funny. I don't find that funny. I don't even laugh at Punk'd, really.
I liked some of it.
I saw some previews.
At least the movie's like the cream of the crop, you know. And I saw the first one for some reason. Charlene wanted to watch Jackass, and so I watched Jackass, and yeah, it was okay. It was funny.
I saw the first Jackass, and it was okay. I thought the previews that I saw for number 2 were better than the first movie. But I'm just gonna guess that the previews are the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, I've seen the previews, and I was like,
yeah.
The thing about that is, though,
in the previews, that's what they could show in the previews. So there may be better stuff, they just couldn't show it.
Most of their stuff isn't like, you know.
There's some pretty interesting.
Guy stuck a toy car up his ass.
Yeah, as much as I didn't done, say all.
There was some pretty creative shit. I mean, stuff.
Yeah, most of the good stuff is not like them sticking cars up their ass or whatever. I mean, it's like.
There's some pretty creative stuff on there. Like, the guy had this, what was it? He had a rocket, and he was like it's like some Wally Coyote shit where he strapped himself to a rocket and he shot up in the air and stuff. That looked pretty cool. I was like, wow, that might be kind of cool.
I like the disclaimer that claims they're professionals. Like,
it just means they get paid.
By what criteria?
They're professional skaters. I'm not kidding. That's what they are. They're professional skateboarders.
They're professionals because they get paid for it. So that's what makes.
Yeah, that he's got a point. If you're getting paid to do whatever it is you do, you're professional.
All right. There you go.
So, yeah. Stars?
I'll give it...
I didn't give it 3.
I'll probably give it 5. I'm sure it has some redeeming value. It's a good watch once.
You got to be able to give this stars, man. Come on.
I think I'm going to give it 7 because I think it might be better than the original.
There you go. Let's see Richard's getting in the mood.
Okay.
He's digging it. He's digging it.
Well,
all right.
I'm going to play a song. This is this is probably his favorite song I've done this far. This is it's kind of an electro funk song, but it's not. And this is called Digital Angels Crack the Sky.
That's good shit.
Thank you.
That was me with Digital Angels Crack the Sky. Which, I mean, bro, what'd you think?
I like it a lot. It's very cool.
Your feedback, especially for that, means a lot to me. Cool. So.
I like that. Yeah. Cool. I Cowbells, especially.
And you're right. That is probably my favorite of your most recent tracks. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, well, thank you.
So.
And that song, nobody has sampled that song. Believe me. That song
I never
is
heard
completely
it.
Unsampled. It's from a Christian artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Is it the Petro?
Chuck Gerard, and it's from the 70s. It's a really rare Christian artist. I've got a lot of, like, I found some of my favorite samples, like, the most obscure stuff I've used is from, like, Christian artists, because it's a wholly untapped market. People are, like, completely oblivious to how many of them are out there. And I grew up on that, so for me, you know, really good sample fodder.
Cool.
And there's always kind of like angelic kind of string kind of things, and you know, you love that kind of shit. So,
Anyway.
All right, time for the weather report. The weather over at skepzilla.com and metababy.com. Let's see what's going on over there. So, we'll check out metababy.com. We got not too much going on over there, but it's mostly a lot of spamming going on lately. So, okay, we got like three different spams. It's like competing spams. Sometimes they spam over each other and stuff. Something about some guy named Zach Garland, and it's just a picture of some bearded guy. It's a very low res GIF. That one. Have you seen that one?
Isn't that that guy who thinks he's a prince?
I don't know.
You
don't talk
about? I think he calls himself like the Latin prince, I think. Internet celebrity.
I'll have to research that shit. So.
I could be wrong. That's what it looks like from the picture I saw, which wasn't very good.
Yeah, the second spam is this picture of some girl in a bikini.
Is this people spamming for a purpose, or are they just spamming to put shit on?
Who knows? I mean, it's just a picture. I mean, it's just some girl in a bikini standing on a trampoline covered in shaving cream or something. So, and the third one is actually, we got the same thing here, but somebody's spamming the phrase Buffy Wuffy Wub Wubs. And somebody got really mad about that.
As is understandable, yeah. I mean.
So, on over to sketchzilla.com, see what we got going on at sketchzilla.com. Gonna kind of machine gun it here because we got lots to cover. On sketchzilla number two, we got an interesting phrase: the truth trademark is self-evident. I kind of dig that. Sketch three: some weird balloon-headed people, and the background's a cute anime chick. Over on sketch five, my favorite page because I designed it, we got some Asian girls 69ing, and
is it like porn or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We got a face hugger and this really disturbing baby picture. It looks kind of like a fish. It's like a mutant. It might be Photoshop, though. And something I agree with, it's just the thing that says, solitaire sucks. I have to agree. I don't like solitaire. Go away, solitaire.
Really?
It's the... Yeah.
Solitaire's the only game in town.
And somebody's spamming a video, but I haven't watched the video yet. So, I don't know what's on there. And that weird head baby thing is on sketch 6, too. So... nothing interesting going on in the Mad Libs. I know you dig Mad Libs because I think you designed Mad Libs.
I did the original Mad Libs, and then he came. He didn't like – I was real sticking to the fact that I needed to have the sentences in there because it forced people – it could
force
people
to
– he wanted to have it where the sentences were just whatever.
Well, I kind of dig
it. I like both now.
So.
You never solo.
The only thing that's on Mad Libs right now is just like derogatory comments towards Republicans. So on into the image gallery. On image gallery number one, we have a big picture of Perry Logan. I swear I didn't post that. wearing tin foil on his head.
Is it a Photoshop or is it...
Oh, no. I think he was making fun of tin foil people at the time. Sketch four has two pictures of Perry Logan with his magnifying glass up to his mouth and two pictures of weird kind of robot anime chicks. I mean,
which would be Perry Logan?
The anime ones? The
robot
anime. Yeah. He's kind of animated. So, sketch six has the Fonz and a Delta. Looks like a tri-jet.
You know, I'm not even looking at it. It's more entertaining just hearing you just
I know, it. Isn't it? So, and it has a really, really cute Asian chick, although I suspect she might have a penis. image gallery number six is interesting because somebody has formed the sentence. It says, "Who the fuck is Perry Logan?" And actually, where it says Perry Logan, it's like a tombstone that somebody found that says Logan Perry.
And wait a minute. How did they form the Simmons? Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
That is awesome.
Chan has a few cute girls, although one of them has a beard, I think. 15 is, it's all, like, from the World Cup, the animated gifts.
Oh, I did that.
Oh, you did this page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are all links to shapelessmaps.com, the Zidane gallery. I posted that right when that blew up.
And it hasn't changed since, huh?
Well, it's such a good page.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
They had it in the background, too, and they were in the background.
Although, since they're all animating, it does go kind of slow.
Yeah, so I know, but like still, it's weird. Interesting. It's kind of surreal watching them all.
Since it's going so slow, it almost doesn't really register as them being different, and you kind of catch little things.
Yeah, I know.
It's really weird.
That's what I liked about it. I was curious what the effect would be, too, just seeing that whole page. Did you see that, the Zidane headbutt? All the remixes are hilarious.
Curiously, somebody has gone back and changed one image, but they didn't actually put anything in. So what was the motivation there? Who knows?
Actually, they probably linked something up that got broken.
Sketch, or the image number 20, somebody has spelled out in individual letters, Licky Belly Wap. I don't know.
It was probably the same person who did that Webby Web 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 was...
That's a good theory.
It was you, wasn't it?
No, that's true. I promise that. Never mind. So we're back on it. We're on to the FAQ. And it says at the top, the title, just to let you know what page you're on. I kill you, Yankee American pig dog. Your USA will brun beneath the power of Sheikh Osama bin Laden. Convert to Islam or die. And somebody has been spamming. Down with Islam across some of the pages, but it might have gotten flushed out by now. We got some good questions here. What is the meaning of life? The answer is it means having characteristics of something that is alive. I think.
Wow, that's profound. You're bored, aren't you?
I'm just listening.
He's high. Do frogs ever experience sexual pleasure? That's why Kermit's finger smells like pork. Ha ha. From the third grade. Third one is just a question mark, and the answer is a perfect combination. What horribly inexcusable act does the president have to do that would be considered crossing the line for most Republicans? And the answer is resigning. Which is kind of funny. I mean, that's good comedy. The next question is poopy. And the answer is, oh, I'm sorry, you need to form your response in the form of a question. And inexplicably, there is no question mark on there. The next one is, what's the matter with you? And the answer is Saddam Hussein. We caught him months ago. Don't you watch Fox News? It tells you everything you need to know. Everything you need to think. I'm sorry, pig. He says pig at the
end. It says pig at the end.
And next question is boobs. And the answer is with whipped cream and marmalade. Yum, yum. And where...
Richard wrote that.
Did you or didn't you possess a homosexual-oriented magazine? And the answer is I only read it for the articles. So. Next one is, did he give you a reach around after he finished? And the answer is no. He kissed me on the lips by surprise. And the last one is, tell me your fears. And the answer is, I'm afraid of Americans. And I'm afraid of Sketchzilla now. So I haven't read the fact in a long time. That's not one of the pages I frequent.
I love that page.
I'll make a note of it, and we'll watch it. So
yeah.
Hopefully, the exposure on the podcast, people will go there, check it out. If you want to edit something, if you want to change any of that shit that I just mentioned, feel free. Anybody is allowed to change anything on Sketchzilla or Metababy. Except you.
Yeah, and except for letterboxing.
And except you, Perry Logan, because you spammed Medbaby and now you're the band sword.
Okay. So now you've been listening to podcast number 19.
I think it's 19. Did you have fun?
19.
Did you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it's kind of an experience, but...
Different from last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to send a shout-out to... AugustaAfterDark.com, Smooth J, and my grandma.
Hi, Richard's grandma.
I wasn't smoking that weed. And
she get mad when you steal her weed?
No, that wasn't her weed. It was your grandma's weed.
It was our pants.
Whoa. That's his grandmother.
That's okay.
Yeah, she's everybody's grandmother.
I so want to follow that up with something bad, but I'm not going to.
So okay. You can punch me if you want.
Price is right. Anyway, he looks at his phone like, where's my gun? I'd like to give a shout out to the usual group of people. Let's see how to pronounce this.
Let's give a shout out to Turbo Ted, man.
Turbo Ted, yeah. Hey, we should get Turbo Ted on the show.
Yeah. If he's not dead, I got her, but, you know.
Crazy Cots.
Yes. KZ.
I've noticed she's been remarkably quiet since we started mispronouncing her name on purpose. Dave, where you at, dog? Super Toddy Todd, Tammy, John, Oracle.
Yeah,
Oracle's been checking out the show.
Cool.
Said he really liked it.
Me too.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hatfield beard's kind of throwing me off a little bit. Yeah, you got this, like,
you want me to shave real quick?
It's kind of. It's kind of.
Now who? Who? Who's?
I keep on looking at it.
Oh my god!
What the hell is wrong with you?
I really pictured him like out there, like
short and strong.
Yeah. You know. Oh, my breath is I wish for death.
I keep on looking over. I'm
who are you
like,
talking about?
James Hetfield.
I don't know who that is. Is that the? Is he Metallica?
Yes. Okay. He's the lead singer.
I keep on looking over, and I'm like,
I know who Juliana Hatfield is, but I didn't even know he had a
that's the other person you remind
a beard.
Of.